Rangers Rambles.
Everybody, we are live again for the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and once again joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey everyone, it's the Candicorn Duggo.
Next up on the show, we have Gil.
Hello everyone, how's it going? Hope you guys have a lovely day so far.
Indeed. And joining us for the first time ever, we have Zephyr.
Hello, everyone. I'm German. That's nice. And a Jew. It makes a lot of sense. It's gonna be a lot of comments, but I already know.
Wouldn't that sound a little oxymoronic if you wind back the clock?
Yeah, people always say that. It's funny.
Wait, so you're a German Jew and a furry raider. That's interesting.
Yes. I'm also a Nazi, which is also oxymoronic.
You know, it's kind of obligatory that we're going to have to break you in because you'll never guess what I saw at Iron Fest.
Oh, what did you see?
Yeah. At Iron Fest. Whoa. Show us some more Iron Fest.
Oh my god, what the... that's triggering me. Oh my god.
Demonetized.
I see that stuff all the time because I work as a historian, my dude. And they're literally throwing stuff away of that category in garbages outside of museums now.
Now there's homeless people just picking it up.
I mean, it doesn't matter what political ideology it is. It's like historic artifacts.
The reason they're doing it is that it's offensive to Jewish people. I'm a Jew and a historian. I want to collect that stuff and keep it. I literally have like dozens of historical artifacts in my house because museums won't take them anymore, at least in Germany.
That's really sad. You know, it kind of reminds me of when ISIS went into museums and destroyed all the statues because they thought...
Yeah, basically, that's what they're doing.
That's so... I mean, I'm a historian myself. I mean, that's just...
It's in the
so
name
sad.
Of political correctness. It's in the name of political correctness.
All things considered, I know I wish the best for Germany and that they have a right to preserve their history.
Hey, well, at least Merkel is stepping down, so you know. She's been the leader of Germany, our chancellor, for as long as I've been alive, and that's only 19 years.
That's kind of a long time, though. Prime minister of 20 years of Germany. I think it's time for somebody for her to go on her way out. So, but all for the best.
True. But, in we need a German sense. Trump.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too. Trump.
I wish. The AfD might lose because they're practically getting obliterated because of the secret police.
Oh my goodness.
Germany needs a UKIP.
Oh goodness, the names we'd come up with. But that said though, since we're the about NASA? This, I don't know. And now that said, though, I think it's time we're going to launch into the stories of the week. So,
that's perfect.
Yes. We are going to begin with the latest round of the fast food spurg out.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, lovely.
Hollywood demands McDonald's and agony for billions of animals.
We believe in standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves.
They do understand that kills more people than eating meat, right?
That's all McDonald's does. They sell meat stuff. I mean, last time we made a joke about potential vegan burgers.
Their salads are awful. They shouldn't sell any greens.
Hey, How is it like in the local, you know, because McDonald's tailors things to local tastes. How's the German McDonald's like?
I don't know. I've never gone. I don't like fast food. I make my own stuff.
Wow. That is actually
pretty good. Well, this is giving up a lot.
I mean, I literally make my own food. I have a garden. I buy meats from like shipments and get them sent to me. I have a only meat diet because it helps me.
But all the same though, here we're not getting this burger here, but this is all over chickens.
Yeah. No. Please tell me no.
Yeah, it's all about chickens, but the cows,
Why? The cows
fuck themselves, right? Because of cow farts.
You do understand the chickens that we make are genetically modified and 10 times bigger than a normal chicken. They do understand that, right? These aren't actual chickens. They're genetically modified chickens that will never exist outside of the wild.
I also wonder, are they talking about chickens in the United States or in other places? Because there's places
where Hollywood, man.
We have regulations,
the chickens of the world.
You know?
Chickens of
we all know freaking Hollywood sells Californication, so, you know, that's nice.
Right. The thing is, though, if you look at this, it says, you know, they're literally going ham against McDonald's because for forcing the chickens to sit in waste, to live in constant pain.
That's not what they do. Well, you do understand how they kill chickens, right?
Sadly, yeah.
Well, the reason we developed that method is because it was most painless for the animal. We just chop its head off.
Indeed.
It's the easiest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's quick, easy, and painless.
That's why 25 celebrities are backing this, and it's like, well,
yeah, celebrities really care, are pretty though? Stupid.
Do they really care? Honestly, no. They're eating chicken nuggets.
You really expect that they care? They care about people? Oh, that's funny.
Hey, Jolt.
Uh-huh.
Can you put the screen share back again? Because I noticed something funny on the article.
What is it? Okay, hang on. Oh yeah, give me a second.
No.
Oh, I mean, you're gonna love it, because like I did spy with my eye a little something funny. See over there, Teresa's made demonic face.
Oh.
Look at that.
Joy.
Oh my God. Hey,
at least she looks better than Prime Minister Merkel.
That's not saying much. That's not...
I think that's the point where she's about to cry, but she doesn't really know how to convey human emotions properly.
And so she ends up with a demonic look.
Her face is making me laugh. I can't look at that. Oh, no.
That's why I spared it for you.
Oh,
that's funny. Dankeschön.
So what is this protest going to do? Are they trying to ban chicken nuggets or get, like, chicken rights?
They're just trying to ruin the food industry. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, I don't understand what these people want. You know, if we ban all meats, like vegans say, we will all die. Because you do understand plants. Well, even that, you can go against them with their own argument, saying that plants can feel pain too, and they're most persecuted because they're eaten by vegans only. But
yeah.
But the thing is that if you don't eat meat on a regular basis, your body will start to break down because you're not getting enough protein. You're not getting enough nutrients from what you're eating. I mean, people have already discussed this about how much science is in there. They like to drink almond milk. Now, if you know anything about almond milk, it has calcium. Now, calcium is good for you, but it's combined with another element, so you don't get that calcium inside your body. But they like to say, you know, almond milk, we get all the calcium in there. No, you're not getting anything. It's combined to another element, you fucking idiot.
This is why you stick with the plain old white milk. Unless, yeah, oh, you have
that racist milk.
They're starting to call milk milky teeth because it destroys your teeth. That's what they're saying. Because it's an animal product.
Yeah. Do you ever have a look at the soy milk or even almond milk?
So in regards to this article, did McDonald's respond to this protest? Like, did they make a statement about their chicken rights or whatever?
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah.
Chicken rights, though.
You think McDonald's really cares? They're a multi-billion dollar company. I doubt they care.
Rights, how do we even give the chickens a plantation of their own? Are the chickens really that intelligent?
You would let them out in the wild and let them die on their own, like any other animal. They're going to die anyway. Let them die in peace. That's probably what they're saying.
And in less, quote-unquote, cruel, in the less cruel hands of, you know.
Yeah, tearing it apart slowly and then finally eating its head. That's totally less cruel than a quick chop to the head, which makes it feel nothing. Not like cows, you know, cows that escape and run into the woods and get attacked by wolves. They die vicious deaths, not like how we plan them. But if you actually want to talk about vicious slaughter, talk about halal meat.
Oh, speaking of which, halal is right, because we got a live comment from Inu, who says, "Will choking the chickens be replaced with feeding your meat? Halal beef."
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh come on.
Lord.
Inu.
Inu. Oh, we got a couple of other little good ones too. Native Rabbit Natsu asks, "Did you just say white milk? How dare you forget about the red man again? Hey, where's the red milk at?" Where's the red milk at?
No, white milk is racist, okay?
Well, what about chocolate milk? Yeah.
You understand that, Joel? As a white man, you must feel privileged. As a Jew, I can stand over you.
Thank you to my fellow white people.
White people. All damn white people.
Hey, at least all things considered, this is just the latest round of fast food wars. And, well, let's just say we know exactly what we're going to get. And if they want to do this, I'm just going to go buy chicken from McDonald's, even though I don't frequent McDonald's much.
So this might sound like a weird thing to say, but do you think that they might actually have a bit of a point? Because, like, I'm not really familiar with how they actually treat their animals at McDonald's.
Yeah, but
the only thing I'd say is that... don't buy McDonald's at all. That's better than actually.
I mean, there's two ways of going about this, but
I'm not for
support Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Well, just support Chick-fil-A. It's better chicken. Yeah. They have grade A meats. Well, the funny thing is that all other fast food agencies, at least in the world that I know of, use grade F meats. The only one that uses grade A that we know of that is confirmable, not just said on their website, is Chick-fil-A.
And not to mention they're getting so much, you know, trying to be banned out of, you know, the States, that you got to get them before while you can.
What disease were they hit by, like, a few years ago? Was it salmonella or something?
Maybe. That or E. coli.
That's what happens if you don't cook your chickens properly.
Yeah, that's what they said, but, People have been saying that it was the big boosters that because they were succeeding even faster back then, and making more money than McDonald's at the time, that all the big businesses got together and poisoned their food, which does make a lot of sense. I mean, if you're ruining the revenue and you're a smaller competitor, why not just poison their food?
Oh, geez, that sounds pretty shady.
Very,
I mean, I'm pretty sure they would do it. I mean, you're a multi-billion dollar corporation and you're losing money. What else would you do? You have the money for it.
Why not, eh?
Guess, I mean...
But... So, with that said, I think, well, we can probably, you know, we'll move on to the next item and the kind of the title namesake of the show, for lack of a better title. Which is some drama surrounding Biggest Little Furcon. Well, I shouldn't say drama, but more like Twitter drama.
Oh, furries and drama? No.
Rolls A1. The campfire scene is interrupted. The campfire scene is interrupted by police for an excessive amount of awoo. Fines are being issued according to your level of fluffiness. This concludes your adventures for the day. Take a long rest, restore your abilities, and start fresh in the morning.
Hold on, I have a question. How is this drama?
Look at the reactions in the comments section, and you will see
that. It's mainly because of their police vests.
Oh my god.
Look at this. Look at the comments.
This hurts
inside. You do understand.
Hyena has a...
The only police that I'd say wouldn't save as many people, and that's the German police, because they aren't issued weapons, as far as I know.
And you guys know, obviously, whoever all these commenters, they're obviously on the left. You know, they're all hating Democrats.
But you know what's so eerie, too? The amount of, you know, F-cops that you find here in this section would even suggest, A, they're bots, or B, you know...
Or they believe this.
Well, that just reminds me of there was a small town in the USA, I think a while back, that banned all cops. And then after crime rates rose to astronomical amounts, they begged police to come back.
Wait, so they made crime basically legal?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
And then after crime was too bad, they begged the cops to come back.
What happens if you get into a car accident or something and you're like, hey, I need to, you know, dial the authorities and go?
No,
like,
cops, because cops are racist. That's literally what they said, cops are racist. But then they won them back like 4 weeks later, so, you know. They must be not that racist if you want them back after just a month and a half.
People in my family are police officers, and some of my friends are. They're not evil people, last I checked.
No.
Lazo,
and
I don't know.
Look,
maybe
can you imagine what's going to come next if they can't tell the difference between actual cops and fursuiters wearing police vests?
You know, that just reminds me of the picture of that I forget that fox in a freaking police vest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, remember when that one moment when the well-known furry streamer Doryu wore a police vest and one person spurged out so hard, he literally like...
But like, why though? What is with this crazy narrative? What's up with, F-cops?
Because apparently police shoot black people in astronomical... Even though, the funny thing is that police are less likely to shoot black people. And that's because you complain every time they do.
Are you kidding? More white people die from being shot than black people.
More white people die and get shot by police. But the only reason that is because people complain so much that black people are seen as not shootable, not vulnerable by police. And they literally will try their hardest not to even touch them.
Yeah, and
because that can be considered a criminal suit. In almost every nation in the world.
Well, if you don't, you know, break the law, you probably have nothing to worry about.
Well, I just wonder why 13% of your population commits 50% of the crime.
That's not true. 13% means all of the black people in America.
That's the black population of the states.
Yeah, so
they commit half the crime.
Well, I think it's 11% because black women don't commit nearly as much crime.
Right.
But think about it, though. No, not every black person commits crimes here in America. I think it's more like 1% of them.
But they commit 50% of the of whatever crimes in the United States, statistically speaking.
But it's still outrageous that 50% of the crimes are committed by African Americans.
Yeah, it is, though. And that's wild to think that. I mean, just a lot of it is gang violence. And that's why we need people like, I don't know, police officers maybe to stop people getting
police
shot
are
in the
racist. No, you don't get it, Avera. Police are racist. They're causing the gangs to form. So remove the police from the equation, the gangs will just dissolve.
Oh my god. Why are so many furries like this, though? I don't get it.
It's like a gun-free zone, you know. You shoot a gun and all the bullets just drop because vanish. Of the
country. Yeah. Yeah, that will work out so well. Like, it's again, like a, same deal.
Yeah, so if you make a school like a gun-free zone, the shooter's going to walk up to it. Oh, never mind. Gun-free zone. I can't enter here. I'll go to the next
one. Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do? Come on.
Yep.
Well.
So any theories on why so many furries seem to hate police officers?
I mean, look, it's a very political issue. That's what that is, though. But, look, I'd rather, you know, go with what BLFC does and rather be fine on the level of my fluffiness. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, rate the level of fluffiness of yours truly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I give you a one.
Really?
Oh.
No.
I'm joking. I give you a 7. At least a decent 8.
I would give you $900,000 billion.
I give you really? 9 if you're wearing a suit.
How much would you find this? How much would you find this?
$900,000 billion.
I give you an 8, but if you wore the suit, it'd be 9.
Yeah, 8.5.
Pretty I mean, the common fine nine. Of being of a wooing is $350.
Oh, I love how BLFC brought that up. The excessive wooing. That was funny.
But based on the level of fluffiness, how much would, you know, you get fine?
That's like another $100
for the top. I have no idea.
Actually, you know what? You know
at
what?
Least 10 times.
Orange Doggo is going to get fined more than me because he less fluff.
Oh,
he's
no. Too-
He's
oh,
super
no.
fluffy.
Hey, that's what happens when you can't get yourself, you know.
Hey, just look at me. I'm fluff. I'm fluff. I'm biggest fluff.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no little part of.
I got fluffy everything. That's because I'm a freaking snow leopard. Okay. We're all fluffy.
Oh, and did you see the argument that they had on the comments on that post? Someone was like, ooh, cop fetish. And then someone else was like, don't kink shame. Like, come on. What?
Hey, what if kink shaming is your kink?
I don't know. Then don't kink shame my kink shaming.
Yes.
That's pretty meta.
I know. That's all you need to say. Don't kink shame, but kink shaming is my kink.
All right, guys, I was sent an official picture of an Awu ticket in case we ever need to issue one out.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Well, I can still see myself on the side. That's pretty nice.
Send all an awful Awu $350 fine. Send all payments to Traffic Enforcement Division 1978 Inigo Kami Avenue for Affinity FA. No, forget. Fuck the Fur Affinity bit. We gotta update that. We gotta fix that. Fronto.
Oh no, you gotta be grump dad.
We gotta fix that. Fronto. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna start issuing the fine, Zephyr. Okay, but I digress.
Oh, yeah, actually, one of my friends, he's a fursuiter who, like, also has a police vest. He does, like, that whole thing. And he told me that him and his other, like, police fur buddies are going to hand those out at the next convention they go to.
Nice.
Like, I've already seen this before.
I think, just on the plus side, though, a lot of the furries, they would even just play along and not give a crap. So.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. Yeah,
that's a good side.
Oh, it's, well, it's like the funny thing, to life.
Well, you guys do understand that your police are the best police in the world, America's police, and the reason is that they can carry a gun any single country they go into as long as they're American police.
True.
Oh, I didn't know that actually. Well, I know that.
Yeah,
my dad,
Ted Nugent,
like, his firearm places.
Ted Nugent, your most famous cop actually, Ted Nugent, got that bill signed like. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was pretty. It's pretty nice because basically any American cop can bring any single weapon he wants to any single country in the world and can't be stopped because he's American.
Also, there was also the fact of you know, the Hollywood shootout, was it? What's it called again, right? That the two bank robbers that they were like, completely armored out, and so that's one of the main reasons why police carry rifles at Chamberlain, five by five, six.
That was during the L.A. riots. What happened was is that the pistols couldn't affect the men because they were wearing body armor, and they literally ran over to the gun shop, took guns from the gun shop, and started shooting at them.
I kind of wonder where those guys even got body armor to begin with.
Yeah, they'd have to have stolen it, I'd say. It's suspect, but...
Or bought it off the black market, which actually was probably very smart of them, you know. Mm. Pretty intelligent idea. Weird body armor.
Well, yeah.
They died. I think they died in the shootout, but, you know, they were pretty effective because, you know, they weren't harmed for, like, at least 15 minutes because they just kept shooting and nothing could hit them.
Hmm. Anyway, there is one last little piece of, you know, furry Twitter, well, not so goodness or whatever it is.
Oh, no. What's going on? What's this time?
Drum roll, please. I don't know, man. Being a successful artist is more valid and impressive than shouting out about a peach.
Free speech on Twitter all day.
Giant furry porn is more effective than humans.
Yeah. That's right. Wait, you know, if you tried to.
I just realized who made this tweet. What the heck?
If you try to step to Count Dacula, you are gonna be in.
Hey, you know,
you're gonna be shamed so badly.
Count Dacula belongs in jail. He's clearly a Nazi. Look at this dog. His dog's a Nazi too. You need to execute that dog.
Oh my god. Oh well.
Also, holy shit! Look at his chest. I mean, look at the chest. That clearly is a Nazi symbol over there, isn't it?
I know. Look at that Nazi chest.
Maybe we should
not like it. Another type. Well, you know, that's what angers me. That's what angers me. A German and a Jew, people don't recognize how bad socialism is. There's National Socialism, which is fascism.
Nazism.
Which is on the left. Because it's socialist. Doesn't matter if it's National Socialism, it's still socialism, which means it's the left wing. And then there's Radical Socialism, which is known as Communism, but it's not really communism because even Stalin didn't say he was a communist. Well, he did say he was a communist, but he said communism wasn't achieved yet. That's why he made the Union of Soviet Social Republics. Because
and in the Cold War,
they were communist.
Yeah, just back on track here first. Look, this is what happens when furries can't stop running their mouths.
But this is just the most random thing. Why would he even say that?
Like, to try and step to Dankula and say, oh, I'm so better than you because you literally scream on Twitter all day.
Hey, don't forget, Anna Kasparian is fucking better than you, okay?
Oh, of course she is.
I'm better than you, okay?
Like I said, I mean, look at this. Now, the likableness of furries and so forth has literally just... nosedive was the internet denizens.
Well, you know, because of Medicare and Al Dinkula.
No, it's because one person couldn't stop running their mouth, and you know, now that this happens, people now see furries as, you know, as people who say furry art, draw furry porn to own free speech activists.
Hey, what if furry porn inspires free speech? Does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
The
jolt.
Yes.
Hey, Jolt. Also, wasn't there was that like a representative that became a furry, but like all the NPCs drew her character being raped all the time, and so you remember that?
Republican, Chad Republican, who found out. Oh, she took it in stride.
I mean, who didn't like rape porn? Like, that's pretty hot, TBH.
Well, they didn't like her because she was a Republican, so. Wait, oh, look at these comments, though. Oh, my God, hate us. They hate us so much.
It's more like, you know, let's go on a freaking exterminatus on furries.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, remember that furry thingo where somebody made an animation of what happened with, like, some space marines?
Yeah. But that's exactly what's going to happen. They're just going to freaking hump their face, and then they're going to have to call exterminators on the furry world.
Oh, goodness.
Just completely nuke the planet because they can't deal with how many they are.
Jesus Christ. Watch,
they'll survive. They'll survive in space because we got freaking Orion. We got Orion. He's going to survive in space.
True. Orion is a... Orion, he's a... He has multiple eyes, space doggo.
I know, right? But he would be the most perfect as the space marine, though. But remember that said.
Ryan is a space marine. We need to get that art done.
Hey, you know,
actually, I know what would be good. Talon is a battle sister, and then Orion.
Hey. There's already out of me as a space marine, don't you forget.
Oh, true.
I know. I haven't seen it yet, but I know there is.
I have. You...
No. I know you guys have it, but I haven't seen it.
There is out of me as a space yet. Marine. Are you kidding me? There is out of me as a space marine. But you know what?
In any case, let's go back on track, shall we?
Now, let's see who's going to be the next furry to step against, another internet personality to the point where, you know, furries...
It's going to be me.
Diminishes even further. It's going to be me. Who are you going to step against? Sargoy?
I don't understand why people call him that, actually.
It's a meme name, though. I mean, I would have called him Sargon a lot more, but I just rolled with it. Not that I dislike the guy, but...
Yeah, it's the goy meme. Like, boy vague.
Hey, stop being a goyim, okay?
I don't dislike the guy at all. It's just... Yeah.
I just can't believe Count Dankula, though. That's so funny.
I can say goyim, okay? I'm Jewish.
Oh, yeah, so you could say it? Oh, that's some privilege you got there.
Yes, absolutely. Stop being a free speech extremist. I can't stand. Oh no.
Oh, here's another one. I might just ruin this chat. 777 Ice Kitsune says, I still want to step on Kephorix. Okay, the normal at this point, the normal furry would say, what are you, a macro?
Hey, no. That's disgusting because freaking Kothrix doesn't like anything to do with feet, apparently. The only thing he likes is war. Literally, that's the only thing he likes. Which is disgusting in itself. Hey, you do understand he's collaborating with Bad Dragon to make a penis out of a sonar, right?
Oh, no.
No, he's weak. He is?
That is cancer.
Sure?
Okay.
Are you sure about that, though?
I'm pretty sure he said that. He said that on Twitter. I don't know if he's joking or not, but if it's not a joke... I'd buy it.
I thought he left the fandom like months ago with the whole Kiro thing.
Yeah, but he's literally a weak-willed finger, and it doesn't help that Kephorix looks like the thing. He's literally the furry has the appearance of a mundane mat.
Don't pick
at least not Crojured.
Okay, Joel, don't be a rock hoarder. I'm just picking up rocks with my kid.
Anyway, yeah, one last little laugh comment. Ziggy Wolf says, I made Sargon go, oh, whoa.
Oh, did you? Pixar or lie. Pixar. Oh, no.
Oh, Pixar, it didn't happen. I know. I'll see if I can dig this up. But, anyway, wow. Twitter is totally something, isn't it, sometimes?
Oh, true.
Definitely.
But, hey.
That's why I don't use Twitter very much.
Likewise. So, the next item on the list is...
Oh, no.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Oh, it's Rotten Tomatoes. Jesus.
Oh, you mean Captain Marvel?
It's not so much that. Rotten Tomatoes is changing audience review capabilities to tackle review bombing.
Yeah, aren't they forcing people to pay the review, and then they removed all the reviews?
That's exactly the gist of it. They're forcing people,
now,
first and foremost, yes, they're forcing people to pay to have the ability to review a movie and have a verified score. And any historical reviews are going to be removed.
So basically they're saying they're doing this to prevent trolls and review bombing and stuff, but really what they're doing is it's going to backfire. Because if you actually pay to see the movie and you can be verified that you paid and you give a bad review, then it's just more validation that the movie was actually bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But,
absolutely. But the funnier thing is it's gonna force all these journalists to actually watch the movie.
Right. Here's the part where you gotta read. Let's see. The update will allow Rotten Tomatoes team to tag written reviews from users so we can confirm purchase tickets. Users who want to submit verified ticket purchases can do so only via Fandango right now. Other theater chains, including AMC Theaters, Regal Cinemas, Cinemark, have also signed up to participate. So it's literally a case of, you know, middleman and whatever.
Aren't they not allowing reviews for the older movies? Isn't that something that they're doing?
They're deleting everything. Starting over.
If they deleted everything, so that means the first movie that they've ever reviewed on, nobody has reviews on that anymore. And since, how are you going to prove you saw it if it's not out in theaters anymore?
Yeah, right.
What happens to all these movies that aren't out right now? What happens to all these movies?
The thing is, you look at this and they say, remember that to get a verified thing, you have to purchase tickets from Fandango.
Only from Fandango, and that's it.
Well, that's because they run Fandango. Don't you know that, Gil?
Oof.
Yeah. So basically, you have to pay them in order to make a verified comment. But they are still technically keeping audience comments, but it's going to be hidden and buried. And they only count the verified scores. Yeah. Nice, right? Hooray
for controlling opinions.
That means the audience comments will be the only ones on older movies. So that means that actually, do they count those as reviews and mark the movie down? Or like, I don't understand. If it's a good review or a bad review, but it's not proven that you saw it, will they count that? I have no idea.
No, they won't.
Verified reviews, and what if a big company just buys a bunch of verified reviews? Will that make them more substantial than the other reviews?
That's a good idea. There's so many questions. Yeah, like if a company pays 100 people to see the movie,
and they all send them verified reviews. What does that mean? Does that mean that their review is worth more than an unverified review? Like, what's the point?
I'm thinking that it's because of the whole Captain Marvel. You know, that's definitely a factor. The Last Jedi. You know, because if you look at how Rotten Tomatoes. The critic score is always higher or different than the audience score. So it's become so political
for the past 5 years.
So they're trying to censor everything now.
Also, do you know what's funny about all this still too? About by limiting people on what they could review or not, it's just the bigger proof that they can't take the heat.
No, they can't. And like I said, it's also because everything's so political. You know, with the whole Captain Marvel thing. That was obviously a feminist movie. I mean, let's be real here. And so when it gets bad reviews, it's like, oh no, we have to stop these trolls.
That reminds me. When you said everything is political, that just reminds me of two comments. One from the Life of Strange game that I watched, where he says everything is political, Sean. and then it reminds me of do you know BioWare, right? when they were first making the sequel to the new the Dragon Age that came out, the last Dragon Age, they said
Andromeda?
No, the last Dragon Age that they made. The new guy that was I think for the new one said that everything will be political. Because Dragon Age is a political game. I don't think they understand how politics work, but the politics in Dragon, like, games is different than the politics in... I don't think they understand.
Look, this is what happens when you use works of fiction as a primer for understanding basic politics. Like, you see it all the time for people who use Harry Potter for politics, and now people want to use Game of Thrones for understanding politics.
Yeah. And now we have... then 1984 George Orwell.
Hey, you just reminded me of something, Jolt. There's a huge debate over Game of Thrones calling Bran Bran the Broken.
I mean, we did remember, if you remember, we did an episode on Game of Thrones on things unrelated to that, but it was still all the same, it was still got a lot to do with how it was mishandled. Season 8, rather.
Hey, I haven't watched anything yet. All I know is Bran the Broken. Don't spoil anything for me.
I won't, but I will, needless to say, all I'm going to say is Season 8 was so poorly handled that fans are literally asking for Season 8 to be remade with more competent writers.
I heard that. Hey, you know the funny thing that I learned this week? George R. R. Martin doesn't even watch Game of Thrones. He said so publicly, I don't watch my own creations, I watch others. I guess makes sense, because, you know, I guess he wouldn't want to watch stuff he knows he already made in books. I guess it makes sense to him, but, you know, as a writer myself, you know, I write on the side, but I would love to see my work, you know. I would like to see how they portrayed it, if it's good. You know, if it's not good, I would say, all right, you need to remake that.
Yeah, I guess. So, do you guys think this is a good idea for Rotten Tomatoes to do this? I mean, like, a good idea, like, business-wise?
No. Well, no. The only... I would accept it if they did it like Steam did. To prove, like, send in a ticket. Not just force people to buy a ticket already from your site. It should be any ticket anywhere. If they get it like Steam, you know, Steam has verified reviews. You can check if the person that is reviewing the game actually played it, and how long they played it. That makes a lot. That proves how much effort they have, because, you know, if you have 0 hours and you say the game is trash, nobody's gonna believe you.
That's the thing. Because they have inbuilt statistics tracking for movie tickets. No, they do not.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. Like, I've seen this movie 5 times. Yeah, sure you did.
That means you have to buy 5 tickets and prove that you bought 5 tickets and watched them.
Yeah, but do you really want to give your money to Fandango just to say, you know?
No, I don't. That's why I'm saying that they should have it for free.
So I think they're going to lose a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And the people that do actually do the reviews, I mean, depending on what the movie is, you know, if it's good, then okay, that's good. But the negative reviews, I think, are going to carry a lot of weight. Because they're like, wow, verified user said that it's a bad movie. That's, they actually spent the time and money to do that, you know?
Well, the funny thing, Nova, is that, you know, all of the big production of, like, movies and stuff, they're trying to focus on China, because China is the biggest market, you know? It's got 1 billion people. Of course you want to go there. But all these movies that they make flop in China. All of these game companies that try to make money off of China lose money in the West. Because they're too money hungry to refuse to make 2 versions of a game. So they just make the whole thing inferior.
Right.
In favor of the Chinese people.
The biggest issue is that they're not catering to their core demographic.
Yeah, and that's right. They're losing more money over time, which makes no sense.
Just like Paramount Sonic.
But speaking of that, though, we're gonna go through a few more little live comments too. Speaking of, because Sonic's been mentioned, and I do have a little update, is that the creators are going to redesign Sonic, and they've delayed the movie till 2020.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Oh good.
Better get it right. They better.
Gil, you're a freaking Sonic OC. Be quiet.
Oh, I'll have you soon, Zephy.
Well, well.
Ew.
And speaking of other stuff, yeah, Inu Okami says, I've just completely given up on Hollywood. It's $30 just to walk into a theater and another 30 if you want a snack or soda. And you need to do sitting next to rude people. Rage quit.
It's like five years old.
I remember going to the cinemas all too, like a lot of times, and I swear to God, I always had one kid that never shuts the fuck up and keeps kicking my fucking seat.
It's one of those venues. I know. The only time I've ever been to a cinema in 2019 was to watch How to Train Your Dragon: The Hidden World.
Was that any good? I didn't hear anything good about it.
Yes, it was satisfying. But at least, you know, if we remember, we did an episode once on the podcast where people were complaining that Toothless was not gay.
Oh my God.
Well, Toothless is gay, though. Like, oh my God. Every single character in every single medium is gay at one point.
Never heard about fan fictions?
And let's say if they did make Toothless gay, and then if you, Jolt, let's say, made a bad review about the movie, like if it was bad, then it's like, oh, you're no, racist. Homophobia. The homophobia.
Right. That's precisely it, too. There's oh that. You have to contend with that.
That's crazy.
That just brings me back to you know, the funniest thing is that the most racist people in the whole world are the Chinese.
Really?
Well, actually, the Asians in general, are racist against other Asians. They're racist against other Asians. Because if you go to China and you're like, let's say you're South Korean and you try to buy a business in China, your business will probably be broken down in at least an hour. If you're even a Korean and you go to Japan, you'll be persecuted. If you're a Chinese person and you go to Japan, you'll be persecuted even more. It's a racist society.
The Asian thing, there's a lot of complicated affairs in the Asian thing.
Yeah.
I don't know it all. I mean, I myself have Asian heritage, but I don't know all the stories. But needless to say, they have their own. Yeah.
I have a lot of Asian friends, especially in Japan, and they complain about Chinese people all the time. And like, if a Westerner would hear them, they would say, "That's pretty racist." Because how much derogatory terms they use, they literally call Chinese people slant eyes,
it's a common Asian insult. But Avery, you were about to say something.
I was gonna say, I wonder how that affects sales. You know, because we're talking about the market in China.
Yeah.
Do you think like if a Korean studio based in America, let's say, makes a game? If people who live in China or Japan, like if that might affect how they would want to buy
that
it.
Already yeah, there happened. Is. That already happened. That already happened. There was a horror game and the Chinese bombed it. They literally review bombed it because it was Korean.
Wow.
Anyway. They're pretty racist people. It's a pretty racist society in Asia.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the Indians against the Pakis. There's the Indians against the Chinese against the North and South Koreans. The Indians, everybody's against each other.
Oh, why
it's
can't
the way it's the
along?
Way the world works. But I think we're kind of dragging things out too far here at this point.
Okay, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
But in that sense, though, you were going to look at the last item of the week, which would just be the greatest crossover in, just to say it's a meme, but yes.
Sony partnered with Microsoft to make use of Azure Cloud Services AI development. Ooh.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. I can already imagine the console that they would make if they were combined together.
Yeah.
The play block one.
Why don't you have ad block?
I should. It has an ad block, but these are not really ads.
Scroll down for a bit, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I know. The One Angry Gamer runs these sorts of ads because that's just how freaking
well. Not only that.
Okay, look, I don't care. At this point, yeah, it's black. But I do have Adblock. But I have to use Chrome because screen share is retarded on other browsers. But anyway, enough of that. Yeah, this is basically, you know, them allying against Google Stadia because they see the potential in streaming games.
Well, yeah, because games aren't games as a service makes more money. And basically, if you get banned from these services, you have no access to your games because they're technically not your property. You're just buying a license to the game for a while.
Until right. You know you get banned or the entire service dies. Hey, Joe, do you remember Ouya?
That's why you... Ouya?
It dies off tomorrow.
Oh, the Ouya? Isn't that weird console that people kickstarted?
Yep, that's exactly the one. And it's dying off tomorrow, actually. The entire games and service is going to shut down completely tomorrow.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's kind of sad, but, you know, that's what happens when you make a bad product.
It means not actually, only that, actually, also, no, but...
Actually, there's only one company that defies that logic, and that's Apple.
Right.
They make a bad product, and they make more money.
Yeah, but they're not the ones who are getting into the gaming. They're sticking into the mobile games pocket, but they're not, you know, taking on the console players.
I'm pretty sure if Apple saw as enough revenue, they probably would. I mean, they have their hands in almost everything.
Look, I mean, can you imagine an Apple console?
No.
I'm pretty sure they make it. It would be worse than any other console. The only people that will criticize it would be actual gamers, because any Apple user are going to say, oh my god, it's amazing, let's buy it for like $3,000 more than the original price.
Actually, and you know what else, on top of that too, don't forget the stereotypes of being an Apple product user, because you're literally going to spend your time playing it at StarCox.
Oh my god. I just
Jesus
hate Apple.
Christ, the burn.
They ensure you need to no end, because they just make awful products and they sell them for outrageous prices and people buy them. And then when they fail, there was one thing, they're like doing multiple things that are illegal under like almost all customs law, and they're not charged for any of it. Any smaller business would be closed down by now for the stuff they're doing. Basically, you just had a repair in for like, there was a keyboard that was malfunctioning. And what happened was that, instead of removing the keyboard in newer versions, just keep making it. And you know, all of these computers are breaking because, you know, the keyboard isn't set in right, and that's against like multiple custom laws, but they keep selling it. They'll just offer a repair for like $1,000. I think it's like $2,500. And that's more than a computer. So it makes it buying another computer of the same caliber much more available than actually purchasing the upgrade. Which is illegal. Which is directly illegal, but nobody talks about that for some reason.
I'm also wondering if this merge is legal as well. Because Microsoft and Sony were actually like competitors for a while. And
yeah,
now
but now...
That's not illegal because, you know, competitors working... Well, two companies working together in secret is illegal. Two companies working together in public, like they say, you know, we're working together on this or this, that's perfectly illegal. But if they go behind somebody's back and basically say, all right, we're going to destroy this smaller company, and somebody finds out, that's absolutely illegal, and they would be fined millions of dollars and probably shut down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, monopoly laws might come into play.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's the case, then all these companies that join together to ban people. YouTube, it's like their brand, their business, and like all these, like what happened to Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a business, and all these companies at one time came together in secret to ban him, and they all deny it, but it's so true, though. Like, that's some shady stuff.
Yeah, it is. But in this case, though, I think this is just more to do with This is more to do with sharing technology so that they'll hopefully will be of mutual benefit to both Sony and Microsoft.
But that's what it looks like, yeah.
It does, considering, like... Yeah, I mean, it even came as a shock to, you know, to Sony as well, but...
And if they do make a good streaming service, then, hey, you know, that could be good for
maybe, maybe if it's productive, maybe they'll make a console together and we'll call it the Playbox 420.
Okay.
420, hey?
Yeah, the Playbox 420. Wouldn't you play that console? I would. I totally would.
I mean,
it's called the Playbox. Who wouldn't buy a freaking console that's called the Playbox? I mean, that's.
I mean, couldn't you come up with X Station?
Nah, that's awful. Playbox is better.
Playbox.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, a couple of things too. Inu Akami says, upgrade your Sony PlayStation to Windows 10.
Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Hey, this is what happens when they try to merge, you know, Sony and PlayStation.
Actually, that just reminds me of the merger of Activision and Blizzard.
Activision and?
Yeah, Blizzard. Activision and Blizzard. They combined. Yeah.
So are they Act Blizzard?
Yeah, they are.
Or
but
Blizzard?
Kind of.
Yeah, but that's why, you know, they're both literally... But anyway, speaking of other little things, though, what would be the numbering scheme for the new Sony-Microsoft combined Fusion console? Is it a 1? I mean, that is definitely said 420, but...
Oh, they should do numerals.
Oh no! That would be
amazing
at the same time. Actually, no, that would
be the
that would
like
confuse that would confuse too many youngsters. You understand that, right, Nova? They don't understand what Roman numerals are. They're too stupid.
Playbox I.
You need to be worried about gender politics and all this other stuff. Instead of, you know, actually knowing things.
Look, the thing is, if you were to get back on topic, a Fusion console, I would rather do this with Nintendo.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Yeah, they're the ones who are thinking outside of the box, and they're the ones who are not focusing on, you know...
Outside of the Xbox...
on what Sony and Microsoft are doing that are not related to game stuff, which is the politics on the side.
But since you mentioned Nintendo's old too, I mean, Sega back then did have the Dreamcast, the Saturn, the Mega Drive, right? Imagine if those were modern consoles.
I'm pretty sure Sony won't ever work with Nintendo. I'm pretty sure they hate each other.
They're competing against each other, but unfortunately, the biggest preventer of this is, remember, Sony relocated their main, you know, to Sony California and becomes the head of Sony.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because California is trash, but, you know, I'm pretty sure Japan is the best place you could be, but I don't understand why they'd move.
I don't know.
Actually, that makes sense. They're a much bigger American company than they are a Japanese company.
I know.
The Japanese really don't like them for some reason.
But
I guess
it's also got to do with Japan's decline in console, well, in gaming, essentially.
I know why the Japanese don't like it. Because, you know, the censorship that Sony have been doing on their consoles? That happened a lot earlier.
It's been hurting Japanese developers.
Yeah. That's the point. That's why Japanese really don't like them.
They've gone through hoops for
longer than we know. It was happening longer before we know.
Yeah.
And the Japanese really didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's probably why they moved.
Yeah, well,
because was getting, like, egged and thrown at, and, like, the Japanese normally don't do that. They're a very polite society. You have to be really, really angering to the Japanese people to cause them to actually hate you that much that they're going to freaking egg your business.
Holy shicks. But also, well, yeah, there's that. Because I'm actually reminding you as well, too. I mean, the playable teaser for, like, this, well, canceled Silent Hill flopped. Wasn't it?
Yeah, but
I wait, can't... Wait, you see flopped in Asia?
Shocker.
I mean, the... Yeah.
I thought the Asians not more.
But, yeah. Well, either way, I think... We just have to wait and see where this joint endeavor between Sony and Microsoft goes. Maybe we'll see this, you know, as good for the market.
Where do you think it will go?
Maybe. Gerald? Sorry.
Where do you think it will go?
I don't think they'll make a fusion console. They'll probably end up benefiting each other and having a streaming service that could actually fight against Google. That's the goal.
Google, right? Stadia.
Yes. But it was. But I don't know. Nobody so far has been able to crack down. Have they been able to crack game streaming perfectly? I'm not so sure. I don't use PlayStation Now or such things, but...
Well, as long as they don't do Epic.
Oh, they won't.
Epic mode.
They don't. They're not. There's no, you know, there's no third party console resellers on the digital market. It's just, yeah.
Can you imagine if somebody does that? A third party seller?
A third party digital shop front? Like, if Epic wants to get on the console thing, they have to fight against PSN and, you know, the Xbox store.
I'm pretty sure they would not allow them to even sell on their consoles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, no. No way they would allow that.
But that's pretty much kind of it for... That's pretty much where we stand on for time. So, anyways, it's time we wrapped up. Made quite a statement, though. So, Zephyr. That's kind of outing. Well, how do you feel so far about this new cycle of the week, just to kind of make a closing statement?
It's fun. I wish we talked a bit more about, like, China and how they're, like, literally only allowing 5,000 games to be allowed every year, and they're already done with this year. But I enjoy being on, and I'd happily be on next week or whatever time you'd like me to appear again.
Absolutely, we'll arrange something. Definitely that. So, Avira.
Well, this was fun. I hope you all guys enjoyed watching this, as we certainly did making it. And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. You?
It was actually, you know, pretty interesting as well, too. You know, I mean, sure, I mean, there's a lot of fake news media and everything, but none is as reliable as we are here at the Furry Raiders. That's pretty funny as well, too, and pretty interesting as well, too. But at the same time as well, too, I mean, seeing all this virtual sales distribution about games and everything, personally, it actually, on my opinion, actually does grant a lot of people a lot of access to games much more easier, right? But at the same time, I feel much more confidence in physical copies.
I understand.
Agreed.
And I'm not going to switch all in, I mean, anytime, so God, it's easy at all.
I get you entirely. Things are changing, but sometimes the old ways might just work best.
Yes, I mean, because people just are just keep going over their heads a lot, and so at the end of the day, I mean, we all get screwed, both developers, sellers, and even the consumers. We all get flamed up when some very shitty idea that wasn't thoroughly thought through.
I know. Ideas and implementation go hand in hand.
Well, yes. there is one thing. Like, if they're losing money, why did they keep doing it? That's what I've never understood. Like, particularly about loot boxes and all this other stuff. If they aren't making enough money, why do they keep doing it and angering people?
Why do they bother?
Right. That's the whole can. It's a can of worms for a tougher time.
It's also not only that, but it also corrupts the gaming industry as a whole. Because instead of, let's say, you make a quality game that you would sell for a lot of people that would love it, right? instead, and nowadays, you got some shitheads, sorry for the lack of the term, that just make the game as kind of a bit of a gambling, you know, like the you just pay them direct instead of a one-time thing, you know.
Just bank you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, just selling the car instead of just selling the cartridges, the CD, you just have this software that's not even a game that you just install it. And, you know, to get better, you have to pay them for cheats and whatever of in-game stuff to just be good. And it just, you know, just corrupts the entire game industry as a whole. And that's it's sad, right, actually.
What a rant.
I think we gotta go.
Yeah, the rant, that is very ranty. Honestly, you know, and like,
oh, we'll see about that, Snow Leopard.
Like, come on. I don't know if I'm going to be in the business of like a final rant before we close the show. That's pretty much it for the week. Again, big thanks to all those who listen. You can always find our episodes on YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and we'll be looking into more places to literally to post up, so you will never have a shortage of where to find it. This is us signing out for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
And until then.
Bye.